Hello again, everyone. Mike and Kim along with you for the good stuff. Sit back for the next 5 minutes and enjoy. I have something today. You might be a cowboy if.
Okay, well, I'm eagerly awaiting it. Hey, ranching, breeding, markets, agriculture. Are you looking for a single source for all that kind of information? What if I told you Tri-State Livestock News offers all that and more every week? No need to roam for information, just you and the latest in livestock news. Sounds good, doesn't it? Stay informed. Stay ahead with Tri-State Livestock News. Visit TSLN online. That's TSLN.com. Tri-State Livestock News. It's what ranchers read.
Well, this piece has been around for a while. I do not know who the author is. I wish I did because I'd like to give them credit. And so it reminds me, just if you're going to send something to us, please, by all means, ship it off to kimhburge@gmail.com, and we'll take a look at that. Let us know who wrote it, or maybe you wrote it. We'd be glad to give you credit on that. So you might be a cowboy if your horse trailer costs more than your house trailer. You might be a cowboy. If you refer to your spurs as the family silver.
There you go. That's a good one.
If you can jump from a moving horse onto the horns of a runaway steer and never lose your hat, you might be a cowboy. If your son is named after your prized bull, you might be a cowboy. This season of bull sales, that kind of seems funny. I don't know why.
Yep.
If your bathtub is a stock tank, you might be a cowboy. If your horse brush is also your hairbrush, you might be a cowboy.
Okay, now that's pushing it.
That might be. If sleeping on the ground makes you feel rested, you might be a cowboy. If you refer to Saturday night as bath night.
Oh, that's a true cowboy.
If you smell more like a horse than your horse does, you might be a cowboy. If your idea of fun is being tied to a 2,000-pound, snot-slinging, raging bull, well, you might be a cowboy.
Indeed.
If you do all of your Christmas shopping at the feed and tack store, you might be a cowboy. If your favorite fragrance is leather, you might be a cowboy.
Oh, or a cowgirl.
Fresh leather. And last but not least, you know you're a real cowboy if you give your word, shake on it, and stand behind it no matter what. Well, then you are a cowboy. So again, I don't know the author on that, but we thank people for sharing those with us here on The Good Stuff.
This End Up by Jack Ostergaard. First, let's establish I am not a failure. I just started at the bottom and I liked it there. While my attempts at ranching haven't been too lucrative, I sure have made it possible for other folks to live. Still, I have enjoyed the work even when it doesn't pay, and I've made a darn good living for some folks along the way. Now, my banker owns a racehorse, and that sucker sure can run, but he won't lend me money enough that I can get me one. My fertilizer dealer has a cabin on the lake with a fancy outboard for the rides that he might take. And my feed man is a football buff with season tickets in his hand, but he claims parental duty because his daughter's in the band. My veterinarian practices to subsidize his ranch, and my machinery dealer just opened another branch. My doctor spends vacations somewhere in the Bahamas, and my pickup salesman parties like he's the cat's pajamas. My broker likes to ski and loves the ice and snow, and my mechanic races stock cars and he sure can make them go. The agronomist likes to backpack in to hunt and fish, and it seems they can't afford anything they wish. But don't get me wrong, I'm not jealous. I call these guys my friend. I know they'll never let me down if I've a dollar left to spend. I've asked they bear my coffin when I cross over the bar. It's fitting because these are the folks who carried me this far. By Jack Ostergaard, This End Up.
So I went to a wise man the other day for advice, and he said, he who knows and knows he knows not. He who knows not and knows he knows not, knows. I don't know who's going to do my taxes next year, but I know it won't be him again. Folks, if you have something to share, send it to kimhburge@gmail.com. We'll take a look at that. Include the author, please. And keep listening to great radio stations out there, like here on South Dakota's KOKK. That's 1210 AM. And keep listening for the good stuff.